Okay, so we left off last week. We were discussing a major question that we showed about the Hagdara, about the very parameters of the halachas of Baltosif. And we realized that the parameters of Baltosif are going to impact on so many different mitzvahs. Even though we're obviously learning Masechta Sukkah, at least we're starting with Masechta Sukkah, we quickly branched out to other mitzvahs, particularly we spoke about Birchas Kohanim and about Tikkun Shofar. And there is really one major question that keeps on repeating itself throughout the sugya, and that is this notion of Hay L'chudei Koy V'Hay L'chudei Koy. Namely, do we take this attitude, do we take this approach towards Baltosif by saying that the Hosafa, if it's separate and distinct from the Ikra Mitzvah, if it doesn't really merge and blend and fuse into becoming one entity with the Mitzvah, we can ignore it? Or do we say, no, that's not a fact of Baltosif? If Tachlis, at the end of the day, I did the mitzvah and the Hosafa, it doesn't matter whether they muge, whether they merge or fuse into one unit. That's what's called Baltosif. I think that's Kamil Ladina. Person's holding the Alminim and also holding a tulip. So if you hold that, Hailuchudei Koi defines Baltosif. So it's Hailuchudei Koi, Hailuchudei Koi. So it's not connected. They're not one unit. Maybe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lulav Tzorach Eger, if you tie it together, that could forge it together, that could merge it together to become one unit. But short of that, not. And if you really accept that idea of Hailuchudei Koi, then it would be hard to explain why there's Baltosif by Tkiyah Shofar. It would be hard to explain why there's Baltosif by Yeshiva Basukah, unless you come up with other methods, other means of creating that Chibur. So we spoke a little bit about that also last week, this year before last week, about the person who duchens with his hands up the whole time. Is that a Chibur, not a Chibur, etc. So that really set the stage for the question that we left off in the last week, the middle of the Ritva. The Ritva was addressing the question, we know that we're mostly going to Kiyah Shofar. We're not kidding anybody. We know that we blow many, many more times than the actual Torah requires of us. The bare-bone minimum for the Din D'oraisa of Tkiyah Shofar is almost nothing. It's Tkiyah Truah, Tkiyah three times, finish. It takes less than a minute to blow the Tkiyah D'oraisa. And yet we know that we blow so many more times. And the question is, how can we justify that? So let's take a look back to the Ritva, where the Ritva poses this next question. Let's pick it up from the Ritva, those who have it was, I think, already 2 weeks ago, Zman Mekamos. It's on the Ritva Masechta Sukkot. It's Amud Reish Tzadivav. It's column Reish Tzadivav on the old sets of Zman Mekamos. We'll pick it up from right just about the middle of the second column. Column Reish Tzadivav. The first ones of the lines are Baltosif. Ela diakati kashali, says the Ritva. Hadi Amirin Hosav Berakama. The Gemara says in the first prayer of Rosh Hashanah, Am Rabbi Yitzchak. Bipnei matokin marian kishem yoshvin, v'chozu marian kishem omdim kida'arves asotam. How come we blow two totally different sets of tekiyos? We blow the first long tekiyos before Musaf. According to most of the Rishonim, those are what's called the tekiyos, the miyushav. They're called that because you can technically sit for them. We have a custom to stand for them out of covenant mitzvah. We don't really have to because you don't have a chuyuf to stand up for the fulfillment of a mitzvah. So one could technically sit for those tekiyos, whereas the other tekiyos that are blown during Shmoneh Esrei, and then now they're different in Hagim, it's expired, we only blow during the Chazaras HaShatz, we even blow during the Sarn Shmoneh Esrei, but those are called tekiyos de Umad, presumably because they're blown during the Amida, either the Rabbi personal Amida or the Chazan's Amida, those are called tekiyos de Umad. So why do we blow both? So says the Gemara, very cryptic, example, Arbes HaSotan. With the Rabbanon, we have to blow to confuse the Satan. Now, what in the world that means? It's a major machlekes Rashi and Tosis. What does that mean? We're confusing the Satan. Rashi learns that we're showing that Kodesh Baruch Hu a great chavivas amitzvus. That we're, it's very strange, usually doing more than required as a shalom bal Tosif. Here the Gemara says, no, that's a great chavivas amitzvus. It's a great love and endearment to mitzvus. And that's ma'arves ha-satan. That confuses the Satan and the Yomadin. Tosis writes a fascinating insight as to what la'arves ha-satan means. Tosis Rosh Hashanah writes that when the Satan hears Kiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't faze him. He says, well, that's what Jews do on Rosh Hashanah. When we eat matzah and Pesach, we shake a little bit of tzitzit, the chassid doesn't get too bent out of shape. But when you start blowing a second time around, the son says, wait a second, why are they blowing again? They were yotzei. So the satan goes, checks his books, and he says, oh my goodness gracious, there's only one way of explaining why there's another Kiyah Shofar emanating from this world. If it's not the mitzvah of Shofar, it must be the Shofar Shamashiach. Why are we on the Shofar Gadol? So the Sultan gets very, very, it's a flagging because he, he realizes he's going to be out of work when Mashiach comes. He's going to be out of business. So that's the Arvus HaSotan, a fascinating esoteric shop in the Balei Taisus. But the bottom line is, the second set of blowing is only with the Rabbanim. Now, the Hahasam, the Ridva continues, the Nafki de Chayba, Beimit Kiyashim, Uyushabet Kiyashim, Lemaisim and Atari Yotze, either one. As long as you blew Kiyat Ruat Kiyah, and we blow different nuances of truas because we're not quite sure, or we try to make everybody happy. We spoke about last week. The bottom line is, when you heard 30 kolos emanate from that shofar, you are good to go. Minat Torah. The additional tkiyas are only mid the rabbanon, and he has rise from that. The muach masnisid we should be echad mitzvah shofar. Gemara dalok. The tzad is gemara right from the gemara masechus Rosh Hashanah that you yotzei with the first set. Rafilu hachi avdina lu trei zimni kidel arvus hasotan. Why isn't that second blowing a violation in the Torah of Baal Tosef? So now the Ritva relates this back to our suit. Cave and the Omros, the Loyam Rina and Baha, Hailuchudikoi, Hailuchudikoi. This question of the Ritva is working with the premise that there is no poter of Hailuchudikoi. If you accept the poter of Hailuchudikoi, namely if you follow the view of one day in Tosef, that there's no Baal Tosef on Dalad Minim when you take a tulip because it's not tied together, so it's separate and distinct. So too, the second kolos that are coming out during Musaf are separate and distinct from the first ones. The first ones were a unit. Then you stopped. You say, Hidini, Yadavin, Shmanesra, an hour and a half later, depends how long you understand a Tosef, an hour and a half later, you're going to start blowing again. There's no Shaychas, there's no Tziruf, there's no Chibur between those Tekiyas and the earlier Tekiyas. So if you believe that the violation of Baal Tosef requires a tziruf, and if you subscribe to the kula of Ha'iluchudikoi, then we understand why there's no Baal Tosef. But if you don't accept that, if you hold like the day in Tosef that there is a D'araisa Dik Baal Tosef, even if the Hosafa is separate from the Ikra Mitzvah, why isn't there Baal Tosef here? That's how the Ritva poses the question. So it's a very, very powerful question, according to half the days in Tosef. So what's the answer? So the Ritva is the following Yisoid. V'ye Shloimar, and it's a Yisoid that appears in other Yisoid as well. V'ye Shloimar, the Lake of Yishon Baal Tosef, Ela Shemosif Chelik Echad B'mitzvah. Baal Tosef means to add something that is foreign to the mitzvah. What does that mean, foreign? Shemosif B'minyana, Obashiwash Nastatar, V'kpidabai, Ben Lamata, Ben Lamala, Kishemosif B'simen Trua Otkia. If a person adds on extra truas, let's say a person says, I'm going to blow tkiya, trua tkiya, that's a problem. Oshemosip is simonim. Or if a person says, the Torah says you have to blow three truas, I'm going to blow four sets of truas. That's Baal Tosef. Aval kosher osim mitzvaso, kederech she'avra Torah. You do what the Torah says, v'chozev v'kofos akol. And then you repeat it a second time. So I didn't change the mitzvah. I simply repeated the mitzvah. Zok the Ritva, repeating a mitzvah is not Baal Tosef. Changing a mitzvah is Baal Tosef. Putting in an extra min, putting in an extra sound, putting in an extra note, that's called Baal Tosef. Simply blowing, t'kiyatruat, 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 and then nochamot, t'kiyatruat, 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 and nochamot, I can do a nochamot 1,000 times, that is not a violation of Baal Tosef. That is simple repetition of a mitzvah, not changing of a mitzvah. Ein bazeh mishum Baal Tosef. That's the aside from the Ritva. So now, the Ritva says, I'm going to prove to you that my aside is correct. And look at the fascinating proof of the Ritva. Skip this to the next column, Reish Tzadi Zayin. I think hopefully everybody has it on the next column. So the Ritva says at the top line, being a raya brura, repetition of a mitzvah is not Baal Tosef. Shematzina b'kayin she'ol v'duchin, she'enu mitzuva el levarech pamachas. How many times must a kohen recite Birchas Kohanim every day? Once a day. So b'feirish Gemara, k'di aminin hasav v'prek ra'u, v'ibo matzli v'ibo l'matzli. After you already did one duchening, you're not really mechuyiv to. Lo'yma she'ena kehanim mitzuvim levarech yisrael be'esei el pamachas. Everybody agrees that the mitzvah of duchening is once a day. If you want, you can duchen twice. Bring me a raya brewery, you can duchen twice. We do it all the time. Duchen Shachas, Duchen Musaf. The Mishnah says in Tainis, they Duchen Shachas, they Duchen Musaf, they Duchen Ila. You can Duchen twice in one day. Why do you say Gevalt Kishrigin? It's about Taisiv. And the Gemara says the Feirish that, let's say, a Kohen already Duchen, he already finished davening, he's sitting in the back and he's learning, and they realize Gevalt, there's no second Kohen, there's no Kohen around to Duchen for the later minion. So the Gemara says that Kohen should get up and say, Abrakam Duchen a second time. About Taisiv. Says the Ritva, it's a joke. You know why it's not Baltosif? It's not Baltosif because it's not a change in the mitzvah. If the Kohen would duchen and then say, Amalach Golo, see Yevarachas and Arim, that's a change in the mitzvah. But if the Kohen simply says, Yevarach Hashem Mishmarecha 25 times, that's not called Baltosif. That's called repeating a mitzvah, not changing a mitzvah. So a yesod from Ritva and a fascinating raya from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that says that if a Kohen already duchen and now he's asked by the Tzibu to duchen again, he should duchen again. But now the Ritva suspects that someone's going to refute this raya. And in the next line, the Ritva opens up a potentially very, very controversial statement that's going to be take us a drop off Baltosif. We're going to get back to Baltosif pretty soon. But for a moment, takes us out of the realm of Baltosif, touching on a duchening shayla. He takes a stand on a very controversial topic. The Ritva is trying to prove to us that Baltosif is not violated by repetition of mitzvahs. And one of his greatest supports is the Gemara Mashar that says that if the Kohen sitting in the back of the shul already duchen an hour ago, he should duchen a second time. Says the Ritva, I could potentially refute that raya. How is that? So let's take a look back to the Ritva. Balek lemeimah. So again, the first one lines about Taisif, Kalam Reis Sadizayin. Balek lemeimah, don't say this is the wrong teretz, says the Ritva. But even the wrong teretz we have to remember dying from. For Lake Lemeima, don't say, Sha'osa lahotzi li'acherim. Maybe my raya is not a good raya, says the Ritva. Maybe the justification for the Kohen duchening for that second minion is because he's not duchening for himself, he's duchening to be mitzi the tzibur. Maybe that's the justification. Maybe there's a chiyuv for him to duchen, not as the mitzvah's duchening. He was ready yaitzi duchening. He's been doing biches kohenim. So maybe that's not Baltosif. Baltosif means when I go out of my own for no halachic justified purpose, I go and add a mitzvah. There is no need for me to grab a tulip. There is no need for me to put a fifth bias in my tefillin. There is no need perhaps for me to repeat Tkiya Shofar min HaTorah. But here, there's a very, very good reason for me to repeat the duchening. Because I want to help out my friends, the Israelim. The Levim in Israel won't have their duchening yet. So the Ritva says that would have potentially been a good answer, could have been a good refutation, but it's wrong. Why is it wrong? The lake of the Mezach there, Sha'isli Haitzacherim, the lake of Chiyuva Yisrael Hisbarech, Mitzvah Tikayenu, Alavade Kidamran. Says the Ritva, he says, don't give me that dichoy. I'm not interested in that dichoy. You know why? Because that dichoy, that refutation is assuming that there is some grandiose mitzvah for the Yisrael to be misbarech. And that is just not true, says the Ritva. Never was, never is, never will be. There no, is no such requirement for Yisrael to be duchened to. There's no such mitzvah. The mitzvah is for you to do birchas kohanim. The mitzvah is not to receive the birchas kohanim. That's meaningless. That's worthless. The Yisrael gains nothing. Gets a nice blessing from the Kohen. Maybe gets a shalom and a Yor Shampana. He gets a lot of beautiful blessings. But in terms of the mitzvah is for the Kohen to be mivarech. There is no mitzvah whatsoever for the Yisrael to be misbarech. And since the Ritva is so convinced that that is true, therefore that dichoy would have been a poor refutation. And since the refutation has been rejected, when the refutation is rejected, then the original proof stands. And that's how the Ritva sticks to his original position that in fact, there is no Baltosif on repetition of mitzvahs. But for that fleeing moment, for that fleeing second, the Ritva entertained the possibility otherwise, and then immediately squashed it. So there's somebody who actually says what the Ritva refused to say. And that was the Sefer Charedim, the Sefer that was written later than the Ritva, the Sefer Charedim. But the Sefer Charedim writes that in addition to the mitzvah and the Kohen to be Mevarech, there is a mitzvah on the Yisrael to be misbarech. That Taka, there is such a mitzvah. And if the Sefer Charedim is correct, so then the Ritva's refutation that he rejected is a good refutation. And then maybe the Ritva's Yisod is correct about repeating not batos, maybe yeah, maybe no, but his greatest raya, his greatest source of strength, his greatest support from Beis Kanim just fell by the wayside, according to the Sefer Charedim. So again, this is almost a little bit of an aside, it's an important aside, about the mitzvah of Beis Kanim. Whether or not you think the Ritva's right, whether you think the Sefer Charedim is right, will impact on whether you think that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is a good proof to justify repeating mitzvahs, or whether you think, no, that's not such a good proof, because that's different, because Lahotzi Yedei Yisrael HaMizparech. It's interesting. This shaila comes up all the time. In America, it doesn't come up that often. We only duchen on Yom Tov, so we don't have the shaila that often. But in Eretz Yisrael, you have the shaila all the time. Very, 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 very real shaila. A person goes to a minyan, it happens to me many, many times, by the kaisel, the davening shachris, and the small minyan you have with 15 people, they happen not to be a kohen there. So there's no Beis Kanim. So they say, but then you realize, you know what? The minyan, 20 feet away, they just started chazaras hashatz. And I see a kohen lining up there to duchen. Is it kedai for me to go over there to receive Birchas Kanim? I mean, it's cute, it's nice, why not get a bracha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but is there some kind of a halachic, I don't want to use the word requirement, or is there a halachic keep? Is there something really to be gained apidin from being misbarech for the Kayim? So according to the Ritva, it's a big joke. According to the Ritva, there's no such thing. But according to the Sefer Charedim, it is something. It is significant. I had this in a couple of months ago when I was when I went there to Israel for one of my brother-in-law had a bar mitzvah there. So they were having I arrived early Thursday morning. They were having a minyan, like a little something by the coast. The rainbow mix was going to be Shabbos, and they have a little something by the coast. So I tried to get as fast as I could from the airport to the coast for davening. So I got there, but I was in a very, very tight schedule because I had to leave like right after the davening to go run Seishem Beit Shemesh. So I was trying to Efshelikam Shneim. So I ran there, and I got there in time, just after davening, and I knew that someone was picking me up right after the davening was over. And I was a little disappointed because the minyan that we were davening at, it was pretty much a family minyan, and the sandwich happened not to be kohanim. So we had no kohen there. So there was no kohen at the minyan. I felt, you know, here I came there, so I was only going to be there for 2 days. I figured, how can I come all the way there to and not have a birchas kohanim? So, I mean, I figured I'd probably get one the next day or the following day. But you know what? I figured I'm by the coastal anyway. I'm going to go sneak around looking for a birchas kohanim. So I went to one minyan. Go figure, it was a bad luck for me that day. No kind at that minyan. No kind at that. I was walking around 2-3 minyan, and I couldn't hit the jackpot. And I was really looking at my watch. It was getting late. My wife was really getting nervous. Anyway, so I had to be mivatas on a birchas kohanim. So I remember thinking to myself at the time, okay, I thought I'd be a sefer chareda man. I have to rely on the shita ritva. So according to the ritva, no, the world doesn't come to an end. You don't lose all that much. I get the shayla, here's an answer, so I call it. This is probably the first shayla I get every single day. Same question, and I still don't have an absolute answer to this question. Shayla is, you know, a bacha comes to an American boy comes, you know, and his notion of birchas kohanim is Yom Tov time. So even people daven slow shman esrei, unless you're davening really, really slow, you're usually done with this, unless you came to musaf really late. So usually up to birchas kohanim by the time the chazan gets there. But you know, in Eretz Yisrael, you know, duchening every day. So if you came a little bit late to Navi, you got a slow start of Shmoneh Esrei. So it's very conceivable that you're going to be right smack in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, and the chazan's getting up for Birchas Kohanim, and you're not a kohen. Should you stop in your tracks or not? So usually we have a rule that we don't like to stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. That's a very bad thing to do, to stop and, you know, twiddle your thumbs in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. The only things that we really justify stopping and remaining silent for Shmoneh Esrei are Kedusha, Baruch Hu, you know, things of that nature, Kaddish, etc. But just stop to sit around and stop is a serious shot of a possible hefsek in Shmoneh Esrei. The question that's always asked is, Rabbi, what do? I got the Shmoneh Esrei and the Chazan turns over. They're about to duchen. The Kohanim is screaming, belting out Yivrei Hashem. Should I continue to daven and not pay attention, not listen? Or should I stop and listen to the Birchas Kohanim? So I personally think that the answer to that question is, depends on the Ritva and the Sefer Charedim. That if you accept the Ritva's idea that there's no key whatsoever to be misbarech, there's nothing. It's a beautiful thing, but it's not a halachic requirement. There's no halachic meaning to be misbarech. The mitzvah is the kind mitzvah, not your mitzvah. So I don't think you should sit around and twiddle your thumbs for 2 minutes at the expense of Shmoneh Esrei. You're not supposed to stop in Shmoneh Esrei. That's a shtickle hefsek in Shmoneh Esrei. The only way to justify stopping in Shmoneh Esrei is there's some kind of a halachic kiyum in stopping. So if you accept the Sefer Charedim, that's a halachic kiyum. So every year the boys ask me the same question. I never really know what to answer them. So it's not clear in the Peskim what exactly what exactly the answer to that question is. So yesh v'yesh. I think that, again, the Ritva was a Hele Gerisha, Ritva Shteit Beferish. You know, the Sefer Charedim was not really not a Rishon. The Ritva was a Hele Gerisha, Ritva Shteit Beferish, that there's no mitzvah whatsoever. But not everyone agrees to it. So Al Atzad, that maybe there is a mitzvah, maybe there would be something to be gained by stopping. So again, it's somewhat unresolved, different opinions, even in the Gedolei Poskim today. Anyway, back to that story. So the Ritva is still trying to prove his point, whether his rayas are ironclad or not, is subject to debate. But he's still sticking to his position. And not only is this position taken by the Ritva, but this position, to a certain degree, is shared by Tosfos as well. There is actually a Tosfos. That's why I asked us if we could bring a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So in the Sechas Rosh Hashanah, they have a Gemara Rosh Hashanah with them. You take a look on Daf Kaf Ches Amud Beis. But Tosfos is basically bothered with the same kash as the Ritva. Tosfos, the same Pizman that... We take a look at the Tosfos, but not Timur Disnan. The Tosfos says it's about halfway through the Tosfos. The long Tosfos on the page called Kav Ches Amud Beis. It starts out Shlo Bizmanu. Those are the words Shlo Bizmanu. The Yeshlomo Tosfos says Kedefrishus Perakama. Tosfos already said this. You saw it earlier. There is no Bal Tosef on mere repeating mitzvahs. Ubrichas Kohanim, the same rise the Ritva, without the Dichli back and forth, Nami, Afilim Avarchin Kapam, Mitzivarechin, Ein Zebal Taisif, Elim Kei Mosef Rach Achas, if you add out another Brach, and Ashi Yosef, Hashem Aleichem, Vachem, that's the problem. And then he says, Vachenim, not the Lulav Kapam, Yom, if you shake a Lulav 100 times a day, that's not Bal Taisif. And then he brings you a fascinating Raya, to support this theme, to almost make it impossible for one to argue, says Tosfos. Avadidavad, of course, if you merely repeat a ma'ase mitzvah, there's no Bal Tosef. Listen to this raya. Like, oichel bepesach chama zeisim shel matzah, ein ze Bal Tosef. Says the Tosefus, if you don't say what we're saying, if you think repeating a mitzvah is Bal Tosef, I'm going to suggest the following absurd argument. Very often I use a phrase in my shir and yeshiva. I never remember the exact Latin phrase. I'm going to ask one of the lawyers to pipe up in a minute. There's a phrase that's used in a legal argument where to show you that you can't say the following because something about absurdity. Because if you keep on going, then you reach the point of absurdity. And since no one wants to be called absurd, the male of the argument is puzzle. So every time in my shir I say it, I can never remember the phrase. One of my talmidim is the altar. So he's a lawyer, comes to my yeshiva shir every day. So every time he knows from the back to pipe up, what's the phrase he remembers? Something absurdium. Someone's got to remember. One lawyer. I see one lawyer wrong. Nope.
Reductio ad absurdum.
There you go, Jude. Okay. We'll confer on you an honorary legal degree. I think we usually do that graduations this time of year. Okay. So whatever Judah just said is what Tosfos says there also. I have like a mental block against it. Whatever Judah said, Tosfos said, that if you're going to argue with what I just said and you're going to tell me, no, you can't repeat blowing shofar, so I'm going to say to you, really? You can't repeat blowing shofar, and therefore you can't repeat eating matzah. A new chumrah. When you sit down to the Seder, you have to eat exactly kazayis. If you eat one molecule more, you're over Bal Tosef. It's an interesting chumrah. We know that some organizations used to send out those cards with how big a piece of matzah is. Now you need two cards, minimum and a maximum. If you go overboard, so then you're over Bal Tosef. It's absurd to say such a thing. It's ridiculous to say such a thing. Says Tosef, you know why it's ridiculous? You know why it's absurd? Because there's no way in the world anyone could argue that's Bal Tosef. Bal Tosef does not refer to repeating mitzvahs, it only refers to changing mitzvahs. Far be it for me to argue with Tosef, but I want to suggest a possible dichli to the Raya of Tosef. The same way that the Ritva was convinced he's right and brought a Raya from Duchening and then hem and hawed about the Raya, Tosef brought a Raya from Matzah, the Mechilas covered the Helig of Bal Tosef with utmost humility. Let's suggest a refutation of Tosfos' Raya. Could we possibly come up with a way to refute this Raya Brura Shen Lechu from Matzah? Perhaps as follows. Remember, the Ritva already opened the door for us that Bal Tosef is when you're doing things for no legitimate halachic purpose. Im Timtzeh Leimer, there would have been a legitimate purpose, such as, for example, duchening a second time through Motzi Netziba, which the Ritva held wasn't legitimate halachically. But if that would have been true, that's not called Tosef. The Torah itself sanctions that. The Torah itself justifies that. There is a very famous Rambam in Perek Vav Lach Aleph in Uchus Chometz Matzah, where the Rambam introduces the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah in the following words. Mitzvahs esse lechol matzah b'leil chamisha osa b'nisan. There is a mitzvah to eat matzah on the 15th night of Nisan. And then the Rambam concludes Lach Aleph by saying, misha ochol kezayis yotza. From the fact, once you eat a kezayis, you're good to go, you're yotza. There is something strange with the formulation of the Rambam. The Netziv already observed this strange wording in the Rambam. The Rambam opens up with a very global, sweeping statement. Mitzvah says elachol matzah. Doesn't give you a clue how much matzah you have to eat. Almost as a second thought, right as the Rambam signing off Lach Aleph, says, oh, by the way, just in case you were wondering how much you have to eat, let me tell you, 1 second, I ain't gemar psal. Oh, mishal kezayis yotza. If I was writing Mishita, I would have written, mitzvah says elachol kezayis matzah, b'lachol mishal sabirisan. Isn't kezayis part of the definition of the mitzvah? Isn't the mitzvah al achilas matzah in achila of a kezayis? Halacha moshe sin achila means kezayis. Isn't kezayis part of the very definition of the mitzvah? So the tzitz says no, it's not. The mitzvah of achilas matzah is, as I state in the Chumash, be'erev toich l'matzahs. Namely, kol zman you are involved in that physical act of be'erev toich l'matzahs, you are doing a mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. How much? For every time you're involved in achilas matzah, the more the merrier. Now, there reaches a point where the Torah has to tell us, at what point can I say, I was yotzei, I'm not mevatel the mitzvah. Do I have to keep on eating the entire night? I can't stop, I have to keep matzah in my mouth for the entire Seder night? No. Shir yesh b'dov. Rebbein Shlom said, yes, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the entire night, but if and when you ate a certain amount, at that point, at that point, nobody can point the finger and say, hey, you didn't do your obligation. I did the obligation. I was yotzei. Yotzei doesn't mean I finished the mitzvah. Yotzei means I finished my obligation. After kezayis, I've been yotzei mechiyav. But to continue, mitzvah says, lechol matzah b'lech b'shosah. The more matzah eat, the merrier, the better it is. That's the tzivs diyak in the Rambam. That's what there's. Some achareim write, that's the reason why Chazal was so concerned that they didn't want you to eat on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. You know why? So the Gemara says you should eat more matzah. You should eat more matzah l'teyavon. Why? So we usually think you should eat the matzah l'teyavon because that's a hidden mitzvah to eat it. If you're stuffed to the gills and you're kvetching, I can't stand them. I have to count every malakum. Nebuch, I wish I had small kezaisim. That's like a bizarre mitzvah. If you eat the matzah with geshmak, with a zest, with the excitement, that's a greater hidden mitzvah. That's the pashtus in the Gemara. Some suggest no. You know what the Gemara means? You know why we want you to eat a l'teyavon? For a very simple reason. If you're hungry, you'll eat more. And the more you eat, the more the merrier, the greater kiyama mitzvah there is. A whole other angle of eating matzah Pesach night. According to the Rambam, that there's a kiyama mitzvah to eat more matzah on Pesach night, could we even entertain the possibility of violating Bal Tosef? That's a joke. It's a farce. What do you mean Bal Tosef? Who's my Bal Tosef? Bal Tosef means when the Torah says, Ad kan v'lo yoser. Here the Torah says, Ad kan v'yoser v'yoser v'yoser. Here the kavanah of the Torah is, mitzvah says, lecha matzah v'lecha v'shoser v'nisa, me'avtach v'matzahs. So Tosef is draining us a cup and trying to figure out Yebal Tosef, Nishbal Tosef, Yebal Tosef, Nishbal Tosef. Is it software? Is it a change? According to the Rambam, it's a moot point. So if the Rambam would be right, then Tosef's Rai is not right. Again, I'm not saying the Rambam disagrees with Tosef and says that, no, sorry, the Rambam says repeating a mitzvah about Tosef. I didn't say that. I'm just saying that Tosef's grandiose Rai, absurd Rai, the Rai for Matzah, is not such a strong Rai because according to the Rambam, there's an added mitzvah of eating more. If there's a mitzvah to eat more, kind of hard to believe there would be an issue about Tosef. If you're already in the business of being Deicha Tosef's Raya for Matzah, we can end on another possible Dichli. And the other possible Dichli is, according to the famous Shittas HaGra, according to the Gra, there's a mitzvah kiyumis to Matzah the whole week. If there's a positive mitzvah, there's something to be getting, not a chuyif to. You don't eat, if you want to decide to eat potato chips, to eat eggs and potatoes, the whole third day of Chalaboy, no one said you did anything wrong, but no one said you did anything right either. There's a mitzvah kiyumis to eat more Matzah. How is eating more matzah to say the worse than third day chalamayim? So according to the Rambams, because the tzivs were in the Rambam, there's a mitzvah, a special mitzvah d'arayis to eat more matzah Pesach night. According to the Goyin, the Gura, there's a special mitzvah kiyumis to eat more matzah throughout Pesach. What's for Bal Tosef? It's not even olam das, not even enough for discussion Bal Tosef. So for the fact that Tosef is entertaining and discussing and giving credibility to the possibility of Bal Tosef, that's a raya The Taisus wasn't buying into the Rambam's and the Gros Shitas. So again, so Taisus and the Ritva are saying the same thing, albeit different Rayas. But you know what? We're not so sure if the Rayas are 100%. We're not 100% convinced to any of these Rayas. Then at the end of the Taisus, the same Taisus, the end of Kuches and Abayz, Taisus says something else which is startling or startling. Taisus says that Ein Lahavi Raya, it's two lines at the bottom of Taisus, one of the believe it or nots. Ein Lahavi Raya kan, Mashe Ein Oive Ba'osadal Mechitzes. Apagav the Armin and Stein Kuches Shlishtafil Tefach. Taisus, you know, let's entertain the following possibility. Maybe you can only have a three-wall sukkah. Why? The Mishnah says 3 walls is good. You can derive some sukkim, the first pair of sukkah. 3 walls are good. Ach, machutzuf, the guy's getting on a 4th wall. Imagine, I walk after my sukkah sukkahs night, and someone taps me on the shoulder and says, wait a second, tachbal toysif. The Mishnah says, shh, 3 walls is good enough. You made a 4th wall. The Mishnah toysif you. What? Taysif says, it would have been a pretty good raya. Oh, raya to your side. That's called repeating. That's not really called adding. I'm not adding something new. I'm just adding a wall. That's like adding a half a kezayis matzah. So Tais says, don't bring that as a raya. You know why? Not a bad raya, but not such a good raya. Why? Because the kol shekein she'isadam mechitzas tvei adif davidesh v'kein taduru. Tais says, no, it's not an ironclad raya. Why not? Because maybe there was halachic justification to adding that 4th wall. What is it? It's a greater kiyum of teshuva gain taduru. Gemara learns out from earlier in the first part, the second part of sukkah. When you build a sukkah and you eat in the sukkah, you have to mimic what you're doing in your house. Everything we do in sukkah is like what you do in your bayis. So most people don't have 3-wall houses. So since it's normal part of living is to make a 4-wall house, even though technically you're yaitzev in a sukkah with 3. Nobody can say you're not yaitzev with a sukkah 3, but Taisus is saying it's like a bidiyah v'dik a sukkah. Allah chachil v'dik a sukkah, v'deraisa z'hateshu k'ayta, there's a greater kiyum with a 4th wall. So Taisus is saying that you wanted to bring a raya, that building a 4th wall to the sukkah is about Taisif. So no, it's not about Taisif. You know why? Because it's just repetition. Taisus says, don't be so quick to bring that raya. Maybe there's another reason why it's not about Taisif. Maybe there's a tangential reason, because it's an added component, there's an added kiyum to it. There's something to be gained halachically by doing it. So therefore, maybe the raya is not such a good raya. That's a very big chiddush in Taisus. Nobody assumes this way. We do not assume that, let's say I walk into a sukkah, there are 3 walls, so I don't want to eat in your sukkah, it's only b'diavad sukkah. I want to go to the 4-wall sukkah, which is the lechad chila sukkah. In Shulchan Aruch, this notion is not quoted anywhere. Shulchan Aruch state, like says, the first mission sukkah, gimel tefach, shtam, kirzor, shisukkah, tefach, you don't need 4 walls. Not even lechad chila, so it's a very, very mechudish tekitaisis. But at the end of the day, between the Ritva and the Taisis, we had multiple riots. We just spanned the entire Jewish calendar. We spoke about Birchas Kainim, and we spoke about Sukkah a little bit, and we talked about Rosh Hashanah a little bit, and back and forth and back and forth, they bring Raya's, Raya after Raya after Raya, from Pesach night to Sukkah's night to Sukkah's day to Shofar, to Duchening, 5 different mitzvahs. But the same Yisrael is repeating itself. Repeating is not about Tosef. The only problem is every single Raya had a counter Raya. Taisus had a potential counter raya. They rejected it. We fought a potential counter raya. He rejected it. We still haven't found that raya brewer shen lechuva. L'chora, the only raya brewer shen lechuva was the fact that we blow shofar multiple times, and that we couldn't come up with a better excuse for. The only way to explain the blowing of the tkiyos, aseret brachos, even though we yaitzev in a Torah the first time around, the only thing we could come up with was to say that it's repetition and not and nothing else. So we're stuck. We have to fall back on the Taisus and the Ritva, because otherwise we can't explain the Kish Shofar. However, comes the Rashba and says no. Comes the Rashba and says, I could be Deiche the Raya from the Kish Shofar as well. I think you may have it on the Rashbas. I think I sent the Rashbas on the phone. If you give me 1 second, I don't have my Rashba. Let me just get my Rashba from the other room. Just know that I owe, as I'm looking up the Rashba, I owe a tremendous personal hakaras hatov to anybody who donated svarim over the years to Or HaTorah. So I see there's a Savetsky one in here, I noticed. I know, Dr. Fisher, we've been using your shas, me and my boys, for the last 2 months. So anyone who donated svarim to Or HaTorah, we as the Sobolovskis, owe you a very, very special thank you to everybody. So there's a Rashba. Yeah, I sent out a memo comments, right? I sent it on the phone? Okay, so there's a Rashba. It's in the bottom of column Pei Tes. Right, the first column? Is that on it, that Rashba? The bottom of the first column. Three lines of that. Mistavra, the low kosher klal. Says the Rashba, the entire question, mitchilev yatsov, how it blow an extra tekiyas, doesn't bother me in the slightest, says the Rashba. You know why? The lo omru hosam the ikam mishum al toisef el b'mashu mosif midas atzmo. If you go on kohen shehosif bracha mishalom. If a kohen adds on a bracha to birkas kohanim on his own accord, that's b'al toisef. V'inami yoshu b'shvili b'sukhav b'skavin l'mitzvah. That's b'al toisef. We could skip two lines. Aber bei Masha undu chachobim vitiktu vitzorech ein kam bal toisif. Says the Rashba, that is not bal toisif bechla. It's not even in the ballpark of bal toisif. Bal toisif refers to individual adding on to mitzvahs. Bal toisif does not refer to Beis Din being misake in mitzvahs to Rabbanon. Tekva omra toira, api ha toira sheyarucha. Because the Torah itself says, you have to listen to the chachamim. So listening to the chachamim, in a sense, redefines Bal Tosif. So this is a huge chiddush of the Rashba. Obviously, Tosfos didn't buy into it. The Ritva later on makes reference to it, but the Balei Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah did not buy into this. If they did, then they wouldn't have spent their entire 45 minutes pupilling with all the riots back and forth about repeating mitzvahs. They would have simply given this teretz. Teretz is that they didn't offer this teretz. The Rashba, this breakthrough, tremendous, tremendous breakthrough, that mitzvahs derabanan are not subject to Bal Tosif, dafka because they're subject to a different set of rules, namely the rules of apiyat Torah she'erucha lo sasur.
Would that work within the Rambam's framework of lo sasur, where he calls it Bal Tosif on the Chachamim if they make a gzera that's not clear as a?
Oh, excellent! Yes, it's a phenomenal kasha. What would other rishonim, particularly the Rambam, say about this? So, I don't know whether we're going to get to this Rambam today. Maybe we will. We may have to push this off to the next year. We'll see. But the Rambam meets the Rashba halfway. It means the Rambam holds that sometimes the Rabbanan are about Tosif and sometimes not. As you said correctly, depending on the presentation. If it's misrepresented as a deraisa, then it's about Tosif. But if it's presented as a Rabbanan, then it's not in the parasha about Tosif. So the Rambam is right smack in the middle. So the Rashba holds that the Rabbanan, by definition, are not about Tosif. Cannot be, never will be. And other Rishonim say, yes, they are. Tosfos held, yes, they are. And yes, they're subject to Bal Tosif. And the only way to wiggle out about Tosif is to say it's a repeat, not a change. So yes, the Rambam is similar to the Rashba, but not identical to the Rashba. Very good. So the Rashba sticks to his position that there's no Bal Tosif on Din Rabbanan. And listen to some of the fascinating rayas. V'tei d'lecha, says the Rashba, I'll prove to you there's no Bal Tosif. Tashmini shel sukkah b'zman hazeh mitzvah shel divrayim v'yishenim v'ochlim bo l'mitzvah v'yafagav d'bekirin ha'ashav v'kivu d'yarcha. So the Rashba says, wait a second. Shmini atzeres, today, in Chutz La'aretz is not a real suffix. We all know it's not a suffix. We know that we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Hashanah was. We have a set calendar. There's no real Sfeika D'Yoma today. Why do we observe Sfeika D'Yoma? The Gemara Beitza says, that's the way it is. Chazal Masake, whatever you want to call it, Chazal instituted, we're required mid the Rabbanan to observe Sfeika D'Yoma b'chol tokef b'zman hazeh. So nobody should be belittling Yom Tov Sheni at all. But at the end of the day, says the Rashba, what right do we have to eat in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres? We're not doing it with our Sofek. So why isn't that a whole Sofa? The answer is that Yom Tov Sheni Sofa. That's not a whole Sofa. It's a mitzvah shel divrayim. A mitzvah d'rabbanan is not b'chol tokef. And the Rashba says that you eat in the sukkah. Notice the Lashon Rashba, you sleep in the sukkah, Shmini Atzeres. That's a loaded, loaded statement. Even within what the Gemara says, that you have to be in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. There are some Rishonim who differentiate between eating and sleeping for technical reasons. Again, you're on the scope of Ashir right now. But the Rashba says, the simple reading of the Gemara is that you have to eat in the Sukkah, you have to sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Again, most people, even those people who sleep in the Sukkah the whole week, most people today don't sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres for technical other reasons. But the Rashba says that Toshim Shad is that you have to do that also. How can you do that? Afagav the Biki and Hashta Biki with the Yarcha. Even though we know exactly when it is. So the answer is, it's lo sosim and adosha yichayim in a small, and therefore there's nothing to worry about. And now the Rashba wants to prove to you this point. Rashba wants to prove it. How do I know that I'm right? How do I know that there cannot possibly be Bal Tosif for Dinim de Rabbanan? So let's skip to about 3-4 lines down. It's the first line is Gozrin. So it's the end of the line where the print gets a little bigger again. Vuadin bebaltigro letzerech. Yon yomdiv shor shadchas b'shabbes. Afagav the omer teretiku omdiv v'gaza shlolit koa. Says the Rashba, coming up this year, here we're going to make this hopefully, but if by some chance Chalil Mashiach doesn't come, so Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Shabbos this year. We're not going to blow shofar on the first day of yomdiv. But the Torah says you have to. Midiraisi yom tri yelachem. Midiraisi you have to blow. Midirabonim we don't blow for carrying, whatever the reason, we don't blow midirabonim. Isn't that not blowing a violation of Bal Tigra? Isn't that subtracting and detracting from the mitzvah? So Rashi says, what right do we have not to blow? You're taking away from the mitzvah. Bal Tigra, says the Rashba. Just as Bal Tigra is not subject to Psak HaBeizdin, so too, Psak HaBeizdin doesn't have to worry about Bal Tosef either. Suffice it to say, this raya is a loaded raya. The Shagasariya, the Kitzin Nimrod says, he doesn't understand the raya Bechlal. Since when is not doing a mitzvah called Bal Tigra? Say, a guy missed Kriyashma tonight, so he's over Bal Tigra. Guy didn't eat matzah to Bal Tigra. Bal Tigra means you put on tefillin with 3 bat, and that's Bal Tigra. Bal Tigra is you take 3 minim and you leave out a rav, that's Bal Tigra. Bal Tigra is you say 2 brachas out of 3 birchas kol, and that's Bal Tigra. Not doing a mitzvah is Bal Tigra? Mechitaisi. So again, that's a loaded statement the Rashi just made, not for now. The back to our story. So the Rashba is sticking to his position that whatever the Chachamim speak, there's no Bal Tosef. So there is one last Nakuda on the Sugya. We'll make a seam on the Sugya for tonight. It's just very, very quickly. We're running past the regular time that we end. We just started a couple of minutes late. We'll just go just for another moment or two. There is a very famous Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Yud Daled. We won't look at it inside. I think I said to them, I told everyone to look for the Gemara Megillah, but you take a look for yourselves. Megillah Yud Daled and Aleph. The Gemara talks about the famous events that occurred during the time of Purim, but after the miracles of Purim, so the Chacham Shabbos Ador wanted to institute a mitzvah, Chris Megillah, with the celebration of Purim, a whole to do, and the Gemara got very, very weary about it. Chazal were very concerned. How could we celebrate Purim? How dare we add on Purim? And the Gemara says, no, you're allowed to. Because just as the Torah tells us that you have to celebrate Pesach, and they sang as Yoshe Moshe, and they celebrated and rejoiced at a nace, so too the Dere Deres, you have to celebrate Nisim that occur as well. So therefore, it was okay to celebrate Purim. We could breathe a sigh of relief, Baruch Hashem, we celebrate Purim. But if not for the solution to celebrate Purim, because it's not called the whole Sofa, you get the impression of the Gemara that would have been a problem. It would have been a problem of what? What would have been the problem? So the Ramban of HaTayr in Pashas Vaschanan writes, it would have been a problem of Bal Tosef. That was the problem. It was Bal Tosef. The Rashba could never have said that. Because this Rashba just said a minute ago that there's no Bal Tosef when Chachamim speak. So what was the problem? If it wasn't Bal Tosef, what was it? So the Rashba would clearly explain it was a different problem lagamre. The problem with adding Purim was it was done up in Novi because Mordechai Yester written Baruch HaKadosh. So whenever you introduce a mitzvah with divine assistance, that's a whole other ballgame. There's a new din called Ein Navi Rosh L'Chadash. If a Navi comes and says, there's another mitzvah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Navi Sheker. What was bothering Chazal in the days of Purim was not the issue of Bal Tosef. Bal Tosef could have been solved easily. If it would have been rabbis instituting Purim, nobody would have been concerned, says the Rashba. The problem in the institution of Purim was, it wasn't rabbis, it was Nevi'im. It was Ruach HaKadosh that was instituting Purim. And that's a huge problem. That's a problem of Ein Navi Rosh L'Chadash. So when all the dust settles, there's this running question, is there an almost like a sweeping statement. Whenever Chacham institutes something, that's not Bal Tosef. That was the view of the Rashba. The Ramban in Chumash definitely disagreed. And as you just said correctly, the Rambam in Hukos Mamam walks a tightrope. The Rambam writes that if the Beit Din institutes something, it's not Bal Tosef. unless they misrepresent it as being a deraisa. If the Beis Din gets up and says, by the way, this is a deraisa, guess what? Says around that is bal toisef. The falsification of the din of Torah, that's bal toisef. Chazal don't tell us that. They just say, we are hereby instituting a din de rabbanan, and they can do whatever they want. That wouldn't be a violation of bal toisef. So, when all the dust settles, back to our original point that our sugya started and ended for us, we have this running issue. It's taken us already 3 weeks. I don't think we can see on this. It's taken us 3 weeks. This underlying question, when is bal toisef violated and when not? Is there an absolute ironclad requirement of merging of the Al-Safat and the Bitzvah or not? If you insist that there is no such requirement, then you open up a world of new questions. Why isn't the Bal Toisef for Tkiyah Shofar? Why isn't the Bal Toisef for Duchni? Why is the Bal Toisef for Matzah? Why is the Bal Toisef for Sukkah? You can ask a million questions, why not? And then you have to figure out why. Is the answer because it's a Din D'Rabbanan and that's okay? Is the answer because it's just a repetition and that's okay? If you go down the route that you don't really need a merging of the Al-Safat to the Mitzvah, then you have a lot of questions to answer. If you're willing to accept that idea of Ha'iluchu Dekoi is a Mafki, is a Paitef from Bal Toisef, then you could solve the world's problems and you don't have to fall back on any of these other additional derutim. So at the end of the day, it very much starts as a lulav issue, because that's where the original discussion of Ha'iluchu Dekoi started with lulav, Hadassah, and Rabbis, and Esther, which are not Artar, not Tar, Rebutit, Rabbanan. It all started with that sugya, and it all started with the 2 days in Taisis, the Machlagis 2 days in Taisis, and Sukkot, Taisis, and Hedrin. Depending on what you think about Ha'iluchu Dekoi, will impact on your Shas view. All the sugars about that. So it's a pretty long sugar. It took us, I think, 3-4 weeks, but we try to make a little bit of a hekif. And again, we touched on hopefully a lot of fascinating topics in themselves. We went a little bit of Skarnim, a little Tiyashaf, a little Matz, a little Sukkah along the way. Picked up a lot of interesting pieces from the Rishonim as to certain takes and mitzvahs. But the underlying premise of the sugya is really one: do you buy into this idea of Ha'iluchu Dekoi, or do you deny this principle of Ha'iluchu Dekoi? Okay, just in terms of our schedule, so Mi'atz Hashem, next Tuesday night, we're going to do as follows. Instead of the regular Iyun Shir, hopefully Mi'atz Hashem next week, we'll be sending out the information fairly soon. We're going to have a four-night series next week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, pre-Shavuos Iyun Shirim, to try as best as we can to be a little bit of a Tzatko Tashlumen. Tashlumen is usually after mitzvah. So I guess we're called pre-Tashlumen for some of the Torahs that we normally on Shavuos and Ashur Baruch Hashem, we get to learn to get the hours and hours and hours. So we'll try to make a little bit of a Chatzis Shia, so to speak. So we'll have four nights, one major, major sugya. What we're going to try to do is, in addition to the Lumdus and the Aloch Lamaisa parts of that sugya, so we're going to try to dedicate the last few minutes of each of those nights to different aspects and different chizik and different iris, things, and again, Lamaisa to put us into the proper, not just the Lumdus of Shavuos, but into the proper Machshav and Ashkofa of Shavuos as well. So I know usually over Yontif, at least usually at some point I get a chance to speak a little bit of Machshav also, so we're going to try to capture that from the days leading up to Shavuos as well. So that's pretty much what the plan looks like in terms of next week's Shiurim. So that regular Tuesday night slot that we have now will be put on hold till after Yontif. Just in terms of the Motzei Shabbos Shiurim that we've been having up till now, the last of those Motzei Shabbos Shiurim will be taking place this Thursday night, not Motzei Shabbos, or something else to Motzei Shabbos. So that will be hopefully concluding. I don't remember whether we sent out a time for that yet, but
I think it was at 9 p.m., but Phil is going to send it out.
Yeah. Right, okay, so I guess that's going to be 9 p.m., so that'll be the last of the Motzei Shabbos Shiurim for the Sefiras HaOmer Iyun Shiurim, and we'll keep everyone else posted as new things, if and when, and new things develop as we go along, okay?
And for next week, we settled on 9:15 every night, including Monday.
Right. I think that's okay. Right. We decide things supposed to be women's shiur before that. We'll figure that out. Okay. But 9:15. So we're going to work with that timing. 9:15. We have to Shem every night next week. And I think tomorrow night is B'nai Shurin. The official B'nai Shurin Shiur. So I think we're on to that also. We have to Shem for tomorrow night. So hopefully we'll get Mar Makomas to you at some point between now and tomorrow night. Okay. All right. I think we're good to go. Okay. Wish everyone a.
Rav Sabalovsky.
Yeah.
What is the justification for Tosfos for sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Because he doesn't buy into the Rabbana, the gzera of the Rabbana not being about Tosfos.
According to Tosfos, how can you justify that? According to Tosfos, Bishlama in the olden days, we could justify that by saying it was a sfeik of the Yoma, so I'm doing it to be, let's say, a sofik. But now I'm not doing it to right. Say a sofik. So why isn't that about Tosif? According to Tosfos.
And you can't even say like it's adding on to the mitzvah. It's a completely separate deck. You know, it's not like doing it more. It's completely out of the connection to it.
Because the Meister Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres is, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's Mamash Hizbal Tosef, because that's not even called Halachudik, so it's wrong. It's wrong according to everybody. Unless you say, according to Tosfos, that like a very lumdish Shavuot, that even though we know it's the right day, Yom Hashanah Rabbah is really the last day of Sukkot, but we're doing it on Shmini Atzeres b'Torah Sofek, namely, we're mimicking what Avosenu did. So we can't be worse off than Avosenu did. So we're not doing it b'Torah Sofek, we're doing it b'Torah Sofek, even though we're doing it b'Torah Sofek, even though it's really a Sofek, you know, some lumdish like that.
So maybe, and the Rashba is saying that even though we know it's not a suffix.
Right, because the Rashba was saying that because Lamaisa, we know it's not a suffix, so you can't hide behind suffix anymore. So then the only justification would be that you're doing it b'teres mitzvah derabban. Yeah, interesting. I don't have to think about that. Right.
Doesn't he say Sukkos Areva?
Sukkos Areva. Yeah, no, but Tosa's just explaining why it doesn't look bad. Tosa is saying there, that svar of Tosa's was... What that? What opposite that answer? You remember?
Mem vav, is it?
Zion, hold on. Yeah, mem zayin melav. The lulu of the rots of the second class and then a lumisaf. Look at your yontif. Muktzal tilt. The min karela milsej young minichol. See, Tosus is not shepherding out about Tosif. Tosus is shepherding out nira kiminichol. So it doesn't look like a midi dechol. It's not detracting from Shmini Atzeres. But Tosif somehow they solved the problem differently. So that's what that's the suggestion that Ari's giving. Maybe when I answered it, maybe that would be the solution. I'm not sure. Okay, think about it a little more. Okay, good. Okay, everyone, have a good night. Take care. Thank you.